224. No trivial triumph. My triumph in English class was no trivial matter. I trudged to class every day, even in the most trying of times, over the tundra that marks the winter here. I had a turbulent time coming up with the tuition for the class as well, once working as a collector of firewood and twigs to place in the fireplaces of rich families. But once it began, I put all that turmoil behind me, forgetting all that was troublesome in my life, so that I could concentrate on learning English. I attended extra tutorials and even hired a private tutor. The trumpet sounded in the morning, and I tried my best to trot to class with a happy look on my face. Sometimes an overwhelming feeling of failure tugged at me, however. I would tumble into a theater and enjoy the entertaining machinations of an acting troupe. This usually made me feel better. Whenever I felt myself getting bored with English, I would try to twine my interest in language with my interest in philosophy. I would seek out translations of Chinese philosophy books that I had already read in my native language. I would take a taxi down the turnpike and buy some books at a famous bookshop. On one occasion, I bought a turquoise-colored reading lamp at a gift shop next to the bookstore. I still have it. Tackling a foreign language is no easy task. I am truculent by nature. When I found myself getting angry at something I did not understand, I would tightly squeeze a tube of toothpaste. It also helped to sit in the tub and take a long, hot bath. Well, in the end, all the hard work paid off. I have my trustworthy teachers to thank. Tomorrow, visa in hand, I am heading off for the tropical sun of Southern California.